Which Manning brother will win the FanDuel Kick of Destiny 3 on Super Bowl Sunday? Peyton or Eli? Make your free pick now to compete for a share of $10 million in bonus bets. May the best Manning win. Only on FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Vermont. No purchase necessary. $10 million prize pool to be split equally among all eligible participants who made the correct pick. Prize issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See full terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This week, the power of organic food. Let me explain.
Let me explain with Sean Defoe, a News Talk original.
Hello and welcome to the Let Me Explain podcast, and thanks for joining me for another episode. Second one this week. If you didn't catch it earlier, we've got an episode from the USA, from Washington, D.C., speaking to some of the Trump supporters who were there for the inauguration. And it's interesting just to get inside their world as we watch Trump and every pronouncement that he's making. And that's increasingly bizarre as they get. I want to hazard a guess and say that Donald Trump does not eat much organic food. I would love to know the last time he had a vegetable. That wasn't at some sort of a state dinner, because I imagine it's not very recently. And then this episode, I was kind of thinking about this because we are obviously, there's the whole new year, new me thing. And I have been doing a lot of reading and research about foods since I was sick and what is good to be putting into your body to make sure that I don't get sick again and to stop anybody from getting sick as much as we can do that. What is really good to put into your body? And obviously organic is something that has had a very big buzz. You remember maybe in the Dáil in the last couple of years, Michael Collins, the now leader of Independent Ireland, getting highly offended that someone called him an organic farmer when he was in fact an organic farmer. Not really sure what all that was about or why he was so upset about it, but it has had a bit of a trend. It can be a little bit more expensive, although I think just from shopping myself, the difference seems to be less than it was in the shops at the minute. And then there is, of course, the option of going to farmers markets and things like that if they're near you and being able to buy directly from the producer, which is maybe more accessible than it ever used to be, and which we've talked about before on this podcast, the importance of buying local when it comes to fruit and veg, and the fact that actually the longer you leave them after they're picked, the more nutrients that they lose. So you're actually, if you're getting them direct the day or the day after they are harvested, they're a lot better for you. But that's not the focus of this episode. This episode is about organics and organic food, and I am delighted to say that I had a chat with Coleman Power. Coleman Power is the author of The Power of Organic Fitness, and a bit of a Instagram and TikTok sensation, it should be said, for his videos on how easy it is to grow your own stuff. So hope you enjoy it. Here's the bit of a chat getting into the weeds, pardon the pun, on organic food. So people will have been getting into the new year, new me. And let's be honest, by this stage, people might have given up the new year, new me in some cases. But a lot of people are thinking about the food that they eat. So tell me about organic food. Is it actually any better for you?
It's actually so beneficial. I'm going to tell you, if not 10 times better, right? It's not only beneficial to you, it's also beneficial to the environment. I'm sure we'll get into that as well. The idea of something that's grown organically, okay? Registered means it cannot be grown without the likes of a harsh chemical called glyphosate. Glyphosate is a carcinogenic. It's something that's inflammatory. You don't want that. You want anti-inflammatory foods going into your diet, especially, you know, say the root cause of so many different diseases is the likes of inflammation. So we're trying to get more foods that are anti-inflammatory. And the foods that I always recommend for people is, and a little saying that I mention on a regular basis, either grow your own or buy it. But whatever you do, kind of add it to your diet.
And so let's just take a bag of carrots, for example, you know, and you've got a bag of carrots that are organic and your bag of carrots that are regular. I presume like both are good for you, but you know, how much pesticide or how much of that glyphosate or whatever would be on the non-organics?
The amount is nearly, I'm going to say, impossible for me to say. That depends on the farmer and what, I'm going to say, definitely what crop will also vary in it too. So not, I'm going to just to not demonize any producer of carrots that is non-organic. Glyphosate is not always used, and it's something that you try and connect with the farmer. Try and shake the hand that feeds you is a slogan that I'd be a firm believer in. And that means either going to country markets. It means, finding host farms that do allow individuals to buy directly from the farm, shortening, I'm going to say, air miles, all beneficial things for the environment, as well as the idea that it's not necessarily what's extra inorganic foods, it's more so what's kind of not on it.
Yeah, so is there any way of knowing, really? Like you said, you can't know. It depends on the individual farmers. There's not really any way to know if we're walking down the supermarket aisle, you know, what's been sprayed 10 times and what's been sprayed once or, you know, or any of that, is there?
Well, there are a couple of different things that I can stress to you that. So let's take example first, simple thing to change in your diet. So I'm a man of a simple approach. I'm Waterford-based. And I didn't grow up with an organic farm or anything of that matter. My parents are both retired psychiatric nurses. And as a result of that, like organic oats, for that matter, are something you can simply get, I'm going to say, without the likes of, I'm going to say, any of that glyphosate on it. Because if they're registered organic, they cannot use that. Okay. And secondly, that's something that's the first thing to hit the likes of your gut lining. So a lot of people are suffering with gut health issues. And that's why I'd always focus on so many different people adding in one single ingredient food. And what's in the likes of oats? Just that one ingredient. It's not, I'm going to say, a big long list where you turn around the back of the label where people are struggling to read some of the words. Never mind if they were dyslexic like myself. It's just literally oats, and it doesn't contain any of those, I'm going to say, the harshest of the chemicals, glyphosate. That's definitely the first thing, John, I would definitely add into people's diet.
I was expecting you to plow Flahavens there, being a good Waterford man, but sure, look, you know, I'll let you away with it this time. When it comes to, just to stick on oats for a second as a slight tangent, because there are oats and there are oats, aren't there? And you know, when you go down a bit of a route here, people are telling me, you don't want to be having these oats. They spike your blood sugar. You should be having steel cut oats, or you should be having this and that and the other. It gets a bit of a minefield when you delve into it, because there's always someone who's been trying to be a bit, not like yourself, high and mighty and saying, well, that brand of oat is not as good as this brand of oat.
Well, that's just it. And I'm going to say it, Sean, that's the way it is in life. People are always picking negative out of the positive. So the key thing is, firstly, just like as I'll always mention to people, not eating is not healthy. So adding oats to your diet is first. Adding the likes of something that's chemical free and organic is the next step. And then finding the one that suits you. But just a nutritional tip that we'll add in here to this show is steeping your oats will actually aid in digestion, which improves the likes or reduces bloating and can improve the likes of your absorption of that complex carbohydrate that gives you energy. And a lot of people now will ask me, Coleman, what coffee do you drink? I actually don't drink coffee. I just eat the best foods I possibly can get into my diet. Not 100% of the foods that I eat are organic, but a high percentage. And I do different events and have cycled the length of the country, highlighting all other farms from Donegal all the way to West Cork in September. We completed that. And it was just an amazing, I suppose, eye-opening experience for people to literally visit the farms, taste the food, and then, I suppose, continue to eat it on a more regular basis.
Bring us down your breakfast route then. What are you having on your oats?
What am I having on my oats? I like to have, I'm going to say, maybe some pumpkin seeds that are high in magnesium that also aid in, I'm going to say, sleep. And sleep is one of the pillars of health that control the likes of your blood sugar levels. And then separately, I actually know on top of the oats, I would put maybe a crack of, I'm going to say, pink Himalayan salt, which is a natural electrolyte, which is actually something that my grandparents used to do. And I actually only found that out because I've been told by my own parents, but it's something that we actually need. Salt is one of those things that is natural, going to hold and help you to retain water. Okay, so for people that are waking up in the middle of the night and when you take out ultra processed foods, that's biscuits, chocolates, cakes, we then can have the lovely flavouring that is salt. So with iodine in higher concentrations in the pink salt, as opposed to the sea salt, that's just all small little tips that I would add in. On a separate plate, sometimes they put it on the same, but people might be oh my God, I can't believe it was eggs and oats. Eggs are nature's multivitamin, and you can easily get free range or organic eggs at, I'm going to say, an Honesty box, and or there are numerous different places depending on where you're on the country. And the simplest thing you possibly do if you're unsure of where to get them, you can do a quick Google search, absolutely sorting you out with the best eggs that have higher omega-3, which is an essential healthy fat, but again, which is in higher concentrations when they're free roaming and on pasture and they're being fed organic, I'm going to say, grain or food.
I didn't expect you to say salt there. I have to say, that's a new one on me. I was expecting your fruit and your kiwi and your strawberries or whatever that I had this morning, but salt is a new one and a good one. Especially as people, a lot of people will say, well, actually, I should be trying to crack the salt away from my diet.
Yeah, that is a great point, okay? And everyone is different, okay? And if you do have, I'm going to say, any underlying issues, it's always best to recommend consult with a doctor. So I'm covering myself on that one. But the key thing is, all right, when you take out salt to your diet, you actually need it. We need it in certain amounts. But if, just like myself, I don't eat a high percentage of biscuits, chocolates, or cakes, I have to add it in some way. We need it. It is a natural electrolyte. So it's just the fact that we need to get back to more of these single ingredient foods that we can then enjoy salt. Because salt, like, there's no one here that wouldn't enjoy a small bit of salt on either their potatoes, on any of their, I'm going to say, if you haven't ever tried it on porridge, it's absolutely amazing. You can make, you know, there's different, I'm going to say, videos on my YouTube channel. It's my name. I make things very, very simple. Coleman Power of literally savory oats. You can put in the likes of mushrooms. You can put in kale. You can put in the likes of, and these are all in season, both those vegetables, and you can sprinkle on that salt as well for that added flavor and fiber, because fiber is good for your gut health. Just to touch on the point of fiber, found in every different fruit and vegetable, the benefit of a vegetable is it doesn't have as high a sugar content as the fruit. And that's a normal fruit, and I would always encourage people to add in fruit, especially if weight loss and health gain is one of your main fitness goals. So that's definitely well worth noting in itself, and that's something that I would have on a regular basis with the eggs on the side, and maybe a high protein yogurt like Glenisk, an organic one that's very easily gotten in any, I'm going to say, super value all around the country.
Now, when you say organic, does organic mean using absolutely no chemicals or pesticides or preservatives or anything else, or is there a limit it has to stay in?
No, and just to reword the question, there is, so the definition, I'm going to say, of a chemical, water is a chemical. So water is applied to every different fruit and vegetable, whether it's organic or not, H2O. Those are chemicals, just to break that down for people. And my qualifications are, I have a master's degree in organic horticulture. And sometimes it's to break that barrier of what's applied to different fruits and vegetables. Organic is the gold standard because it looks after, and any farmer that is registered is looking after the soil, because they have to, because if we don't continue to look after that, we won't have enough, I'm going to say, humus in the soil to, I suppose, grow these high quality fruits and vegetables, and have the animals to, I'm going to say, graze off that. There are different things that you can apply to it in certain amounts. So there are, I'm going to say, alternatives that some farmers, and regenerative farmers is a new term that people may have not heard before. It's again, something that they're looking after their planet. They don't have to be, I'm going to say, someone who is registered, but what they are doing is using different methods, such as using farmyard manure, using the likes of seaweed, which was actually what we used to do in the past before synthetic fertilizers were applied to the likes of, I'm going to say, our crops. There are different rules and regulations with chemicals that can be used. Copper sulfate can be used in some instances if there is a deficiency in the likes of, I'm going to say, that crop or that soil. So there's chemicals that can be used, but more often than not, anybody who is registered as a grower will always do their damnedest, okay, because they are someone who is a lover of the land, to look after it as well as produce food that is not only beneficial for them, but everyone else as well.
Is it hard to get registered as an organic farmer?
I wouldn't say it's necessarily higher. It is a good question, but there are two Irish governing bodies, and it's something well worth for people to start looking out on anything that is, or certainly that's labelled as organic. It must have a green registered logo on the back, registered with two of the Irish governing bodies, that is IOFCA and the Organic Trust. Those are the two governing bodies that inspect. So if you're registered, which is a minimum fee of between 200 and 300 euro per year, with that also on top of one minimum site visit and an unannounced visit as well, do it any time during the year to be able to look at the likes of, let's say, for an organic grower, which most of me I'm categorized as, look at your compost, look at your application, whether that's manure or any other fertilizers that you apply to, like anything that you apply to the soil. And then on top of that, if you are someone who is feeding animals, your feed, and as well as they can take, I'm going to say, items from your farm and bring them away for inspection if there is anything that's looking suspicious in itself. So not necessarily hard, it's just, I suppose, something that people have to do a little bit of paperwork to most certainly prove that they are complying with all the rules and regulations.
What about the cost then? Because a lot of people will be saying, and look, we've all felt it going to the supermarket over the last couple of years, where you buy 10 things and suddenly it's costing you 40 euro and you're wondering what happened. The organics are more expensive for people.
Yes, I would definitely agree with organics are more expensive. I'm just going to tell you that anything that is labelled as 49 cent or relatively close in a discount store is actually totally putting food at a lower value. Food is so important. We cannot survive without it, okay? And food, for the most part, is actually too cheap. Good food is too cheap, okay? So the idea that literally we need the best food. Most people are wasting their money, okay? They're buying, and people may be listening to this podcast on a phone that's worth 1,000 euro. You would buy a whole lot of, I'm going to say, organic fruits and vegetables, meats, eggs, and everything else in between for a grand. So just remember and realize that suddenly is what I want more people to do. All right. And if people then are on the lower end of the spectrum that listen to this, I do have that kind of disposable income coming. I literally have the solution for you. Okay. I'm a person to literally show people how to sow something from seed for as little as €2.50 for your first packet of seed, that literally you can grow rocket, you can grow tomatoes. And if anyone has never tasted a homegrown tomato, the difference is amazing. I didn't ever taste homegrown. Like, as I said, I suppose made this lifestyle myself. I literally never tasted an organic tomato growing up, would have never even seen a tomato growing up until I went to college. And once I literally got the taste for it, I don't eat out of season a tomato, because they're actually sown in February, Sean, to tell the listeners all about it. The tomato seed is sown in February, inside, in a tray, in a pot, in a yogurt tub if you're doing it at home. It's then literally nursed. It's going to say looked after. And then after that, it's transplanted, it's watered, it's weeded. And you do not get a fruit right from it until the month of July, August, and September, at the 3 months that you will literally only get organic and most certainly Irish, because of the weather, tomatoes that literally taste completely different to whatever you would get in a store. And there are numerous different varieties, from cherry sweet red ones to yellow submarine ball tomatoes to beefy iris. And some people may have heard of those before, and other people say, "I've never heard of those." Sun Gold is probably one of the sweetest ones, and was the distinctive one that literally changed my mind and literally my taste buds forever.
Mm. So you kind of hit on something I wanted to touch on there. Whenever you go down to the shop and you look at, right, I want to buy some basil loads from Kenya. I want to buy, we import an awful lot of our fruit and veggies. Do we need to be doing that, or could we be doing more to grow them here?
We definitely could be doing more to grow them here. We can grow, and Ireland has an unbelievable climate and heritage of growing our own foods, right? But we are now nearly, I'm going to say, indoctrinated to expect strawberries on Christmas and all throughout the likes of December, for that matter. Strawberries, again, are a spring, and if they're grown inside in a polytunnel or a glasshouse, and or a summer crop, right? Fruits that are in season right now are the ones that I'm going to say are squash, which are being in storage and harvested in the month of October, like squash and pumpkin in the same family. So though, and you can get sweet varieties. And anyone, again, who's into growing may have heard of this variety before. Others who haven't, I highly recommend you to get seeds and start growing them this year. It's called Crown Prince. It is as sweet as a cake. I'm the laziest, healthiest man in Ireland. I literally grab this squash, I put it straight in the oven, I literally take it out after an hour and a half, you literally a knife slides through it, you take it out, and you cut it up into a cake slice, I'm going to say, piece, take one bite out of it, and it literally is the sweetest thing that you will ever taste. Crown Prince is that variety. And once you buy one packet of seeds, and how many people here have ever opened up a squash or a pumpkin? How many seeds are inside in that? How do you dry them? You just put them on a piece of paper, you put them up against the windowsill, and they will dry within 24 hours. That is an abundance. Over 100 seeds for those who have ever happened to open a pumpkin. You will have an abundance. You will have enough to sell to and give away to your neighbours, to your school, which I also teach in and show and educate people from Donegal all the way to West Cork. And there's one school after booking me in Waterford for the full growing season. And they are now after investing in a polytunnel. But not only the kids are coming out, which acts completely different when they're outside environment, when they're in that outside environment. The teachers come out, obviously, with the students, and then the parents come out at the end of the day, where everybody learns from small to young to medium to old.
It's a great way to do it. And otherwise, that would be literally just going in the bin. How many of us just throw the pulp into the bin when we're doing something like that all the time? So it's a good way to think about it and start doing it yourself. And I'm definitely into that category of people who gets irrationally annoyed when things are out of season. Or trying to buy spinach at the moment has been such a pain of all things. But I think that's season between March and June, isn't it? So, Coleman, listen, thank you so much. It's been a fascinating education. Final question to you. If you were advising people other than just to go organic, but to add one thing into their diet that we haven't mentioned to make them more healthful this year, what would it be?
Definitely. And I love that finishing on that point. For Sean, it's a mixed salad bag. Mixed salad bag will have a range of greens, typically about 7 or so, that can have, I'm going to say, the diversity of all those different salads, from Minsuna, rocket, tatsoi, winter porcelain, and maybe bull's blood might be some of the examples. Other mixed salad, and each grower is going to be different. So if you get a mixed salad bag, you're actually getting a range of different vegetables, but also have a lot of vitamins and minerals. And all those greens, typically from the brassica family, will be high in magnesium. Those are and magnesium is used for over 300 processes in the body, and it's something that's highly recommended to add into your diet in a whole food as opposed to a supplement. And the definition of a supplement is to supplement what you can
not get from your diet. So I'd highly recommend a mixed salad bag for anyone, and that can be gotten all year round.
Corbin, thanks so much. Appreciate you speaking to the Let Me Explain podcast.
No problem at all. Thanks so much, Sean, for having me on.
That was Corbin Power, the author of The Power of Organic Fitness, and good to chat to him. Very interesting there, just an interesting insight into organics and maybe some of the things you can do. Not sure I'll be trying kale in my porridge anytime soon. I have to be honest about it. But hey, it's who knows? Stranger things have happened. No, they haven't. I don't know why I'm pretending. I'm not going to try kale in my porridge. But a sprig of salt, maybe I could spring to that. Thanks for listening to this episode of Let Me Explain. Don't forget to subscribe if you haven't already and share the good word about the podcast far and wide. We'll chat to you soon.
Which Manning brother will win the FanDuel Kick of Destiny 3 on Super Bowl Sunday? Peyton or Eli? Make your free pick now to compete for a share of $10 million in bonus bets. May the best Manning win. Only on FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Vermont. No purchase necessary. $10 million prize pool to be split equally among all eligible participants who made the correct pick. Prize issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See full terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.